Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for listening to our radio broadcast this morning. We encourage you to check us out each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to give you a Bible answer to why we believe. We also encourage you to visit our website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. You will find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. At the end of our broadcast, you'll be given our meeting times at the Harrisburg Church of Christ, and we cordially invite you to any of all of these services. You will always be warmly received. This morning, we begin by answering the question, why we believe hell is real and eternal. As we begin, then let me read a couple passages of Scripture. First of all, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, beginning in verse 7, it says, "And to you, and to give you who are troubled rest with us, when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power." It is a flaming fire. In Revelation chapter number 20, verse number 14, "Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." It is a lake of fire. In Revelation 21, verse 8, "But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars will have their part in the lake of fire, which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." In Mark chapter 9, verse 43, "It is an unquestionable fire." And in Matthew chapter 3, verse 11 and 12, it is prophesied that it will be a baptism of fire. And hell was prepared for the devil and his angels, Matthew 25, 41. And it's a place of outer darkness, Matthew chapter 25, verse number 30. And the last passage you want to read is in Revelation 14, verse 10 and 11. "He himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out in full strength into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast in his image, and whoever received the mark on his name." It's a place that the wicked will be tormented forever and ever. This is a summary of the Bible teaching on this place that we know is hell. Two questions we must address. Number one, is it real? Number two, is it eternal? The first we must answer because so many think hell is not a real place. Some think it's a myth. The second must be answered, for there are those who claim hell is not an eternal torment. Rather, the doctrine of alienation says that one ceases to exist at death, thus there is no eternal punishment in hell. Others say that one who is wicked is punished for a little while, and then he ceases to exist. Why we believe hell is real? Jesus said it is real. Jesus warned of the real possibility of being cast into hell. "If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed rather than having two hands go to hell, into the fire that never be quenched, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched." Mark 9, 43 and 44. Hell is not a fictitious story used to scare people into submission. It is not a condition or state of mind. It is a place that is real. The story of the rich man and Lazarus in Luke 16. The rich man died and went to Hades, the realm of departed spirits, in verse 23. The torment he received there, in verse 23, is a foretaste of the greater to come in hell, Gehenna. This is why it is a real place. In the judgment scene in Matthew 25, Jesus said, "Then he will say to those on the left hand, 'Depart from me, ye cursed in everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels.'" Matthew 25, 41. The destiny of the wicked is the same as the devil and his angels. Angels that sin suffer now and await future judgment in 2 Peter 2 verse 4 and Jude verse 6. That is real. The devil will be tormented day and night, as we earlier read in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 10. That is real. It's a place on equality with heaven. Back to the judgment scene in Matthew 25. Jesus said, "And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." Heaven and hell both are referenced here. If one of these is real, then the other is also. If one is a myth, so is the other. If one is fictitious, so is the other. It's something to be feared. Jesus himself said, "And do not fear those who can kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both body and soul in hell." Matthew 10:28. Hell is to be feared more than someone taking your life. Thus, it must be real. Furthermore, it is something beyond the grave. I also would add here that there is no subject that Jesus talked about more than hell. He talked about it more than any other person in Scripture. Hell is a real place. Now, why do we believe it's eternal? The question is, does the punishment of hell last forever or ever, or does the soul just cease to exist? The same word describes heaven as eternal. Notice again the statement of Jesus. These go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Matthew 25:46. The word everlasting that describes punishment, hell, is the same word as eternal that describes heaven. The Greek word is exactly the same. Hell is an eternal, lasts as long as heaven. When we do with one, we must do with the other. The fire of hell is eternal or everlasting. Jesus warned, "If your hand or foot causes you to sin, cut it off, cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life lamed or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet be cast into everlasting fire." Matthew 18, verse 8. Sodom and Gomorrah will burn with fire, yet their punishment does not stop there. They will also suffer eternal fire, Jude verse 7. The soul doesn't go out of existence forever, but the fire and the punishment last forever, eternal, everlasting. Torment is forever. Those who teach that it just lasts for a little while teach the thing that is forever is the soul going out of existence. To the contrary, the text says the smoke and their torment ascends forever and ever. Not the soul is gone forever and ever, but the torment. In Revelation 14, verse 10 and 11, the same expression forever and ever is found in Revelation 4, verse 9. There we learn that God lives forever and ever. That means an endless future. The same is true about describing torment. It is an endless future for the wicked and unprepared. Fire is not quenched. Jesus said, "If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It's better for you to enter into life maimed rather than have two hands go to hell, into the fire that is never to be quenched, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched." Mark 9:43-44. What normally happens is that the worm eats the flesh of the animal. When the flesh is consumed, then the worm dies. Normally, when trash or rubbish is burned, it is consumed and the fire goes out. But in this text, the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. That means it does not end. That means hell does not end and it is eternal. The blackness of darkness is forever. Jude wrote, "These are spots in your love feast. While they feast with you without fear, serving only themselves, they are clouds without water, carried about by the wind, laid on in trees without fruit, twice dead, pulled up by the roots, raging waves of sea, foaming up their own shame, wandering stars from whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever." Jude 12 and 13. Peter describes some headed to their doom, saying, "These are wells of water, clouds carried about by a tempest, for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever." 2 Peter 2, verse 17. These passages teach that the blackness of darkness lasts forever. "In outer darkness there is weeping and gnashing of teeth." Matthew 8, verse 12. This is not temporary self-existence. This is suffering, that lasts forever and ever. Not for a little while, not for a temporary reprieve, and then we'll be ushered into heaven after we're punished for a little while. It is eternal. It is forever. One more thing that I might give you to consider very thoughtfully is Hebrews 6:18 says that God cannot lie. Understand that, dear listener. God cannot lie. Jesus taught more than any other person in Scripture about hell. If hell is real, and Jesus said that it is, and it is eternal, and Jesus said that it is, then those things are true. If we believe all that God says about heaven, all that He says about His love, His grace, His mercy, His long-suffering, we must also accept everything He says about eternal damnation, eternal punishment, everlasting, without end. Think about the words that we've read this morning. The fire that is not quenched, the worm dieth not, their torment ascends forever and ever, and everlasting fire. All of these depictions of these words denote everlasting, forever, no ending. Now, I know that many want to just make hell a myth, that it's something that is not real, it's imaginary, it's like the Tooth Fairy, or like the Easter Bunny. But ladies and gentlemen, we're not talking about fantasy. We're not talking about myth. We're talking about a real, prepared place for an unprepared people. Now, we know in Scripture that God does not desire that any would perish, but all to come to repentance. 2 Peter 3, verse 9. It is not God's desire that one soul would be lost forever in the eternal fires of hell. But ladies and gentlemen, that is a choice that we must make while we live upon earth. All of us, every one of us, live our lives and make the choices in our lives in what we will determine to do and how we will live and what course we will pursue. Whatever way we live, and whatever way we choose to live, that is what will judge us in the last day. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 10 says we all stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account of the things done in the body, whether they be good or whether they be evil. And did you notice how the next verse, after the assurance that we will stand before the judgment seat of Christ, did you notice what the next verse says in verse number 11? Note what the apostle wrote. In verse 11 he says, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are well known to God and also trust well known in your consciences. Notice the terror of the Lord. Hebrews chapter number 12 says it is a fearful thing. Excuse me, Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 29 and 31 says it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Why is it fearful? Because it is everlasting punishment, eternal, forever, no beginning, no ending. No, ladies and gentlemen, it is not a pretty picture, but it is a real place and is prepared for an unprepared people. Let us do everything we can while we live to avoid such a conclusion at the end of our life here. Hell is real and is eternal. We must try to avoid it by being obedient to God. Thank you.